Good morning. It's Tuesday, so it's activities report time. I'm Tom Hess, Daily Sitka Sentinel sports editor. I'm joined this morning by members of the Sitka High Drama Debate and Forensics team. Zach, how often do you get the forensics joke on the, like, what do you mean by forensics? Are you guys digging up? How often does that joke happen?
Way too much.
And forensics, for the people who don't know, is actually derived from?
Public speaking.
Okay. I should probably tell who I'm talking to. This is Zach Wright and Debbie Yearwood. They're on the Sick High School DDF squad. They're going to Ketchikan this weekend. It's been a while since they've competed. Debbie, what are you going to be competing in Ketchikan?
I'll be competing in four events. I'll be doing a duet, a dramatic interpretation, a mime, and what we call reader's theater.
And your favorite event is?
Definitely mime.
Why is mime your favorite?
It's something I've been doing every year since I first started DDF, and I think it's always fun to try and tell a story using just your body and finding music to go along with whatever piece you want to present. It's awesome.
So for the people who might not have seen it, like, a mime is like what they think it is. Like,
absolutely. Yep.
Do you, I assume you've probably elevated your game a step above the glass box. Like, what's this year's mime performance look like?
In years past, we've done things where, like, a shadow character and a regular character, like, a shadow is attacking the regular character, and that's done pretty well in years past. We've also done things like, I'm a doll, and there's a clockmaker, and he's making me into a real human being, and so you can really take whatever concept you want and just portray this entire story using no words.
Zach, would you agree that the premise for some of those mime acts sounds like a Guillermo del Toro horror movie? Like, doll making, shadow characters. Does that not sound like it could have sinister leanings?
Definitely could.
And Zach, you're competing in?
I'm in four events as well. I am doing XCOM. I am also doing debate. I am doing humorous interpretation. No, solo, sorry. I'm doing a solo, and I am also doing a duo.
And for debate, this year's resolution is something to do with school testing?
Yeah, we're talking about whether or not standardized testing is beneficial for students' learning.
And when usually when we get these debate topics, like, kids kind of have one that if they win the toss, they're picking pro or con either way, which side seems to be the one that everybody wants on standardized testing.
Right now, people are mostly going to pro because it's just easier to debate.
And what's the, give me the quick argument.
It provides good benchmarks for testing. You can see where certain areas are struggling and what areas, like, school-wise, like math and science or whatever, where we're struggling there. It just provides a bunch of benchmarks so we can understand where we're having troubles in school and where we can fix it. So it doesn't exactly help students directly. It doesn't go, here, this test is going to make you smarter. It's that we can use this test to then make schools better.
Now, this is kind of shifting the question a little bit unfairly in the way of standardized testing, but while you're sitting there in standardized testing, would you say you feel the same way?
I mean, yeah, it does do that.
You know while you're taking the test that this is for the good of the system, even though you might be bored out of your mind.
I personally do, but I don't know if everyone else does, and I think that's one of the problems with it is a lot of people don't understand what standardized testing is done and what to do with the test after it's taken.
All right, Debbie, you're a senior now.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have, DDF season is structured differently than most sports. You guys kind of have little things that crop up about once a month until February.
Yeah.
Is it odd building the DDF season that way?
In some ways it is, but I think it's also way more engaging to have such a long season because you get to work for so long on your pieces and you get to workshop and do any, like, you have so much time to work on it. But it's also, like, I am personally guilty of not practicing a piece until, like, 2 weeks before a meet. And so it kind of gets to that, I wish I personally had more initiative to practice more with such, like, a month between each meet. But I think it's so much better to have such a long season because you're just constantly, constantly doing things.
Have you ever had one of those meets where something went so poorly that you were kind of thankful and you thought, wow, I'm going to actually work ahead of state now? Like, maybe I won't do this again? Or have you always been able to kind of save it at the last minute?
I think our system is really good. We're required to check off pieces with our coaches before we're allowed to leave. So it's a requirement that we are memorized and we know our pieces and like we've polished it and like improved a little from the last meet. And so that makes it so we don't have those moments.
There's measures in place to make sure you're not embarrassing exactly. the town and your family and yeah. the school and the program. That's good. Zach, you mentioned you're doing XCOM. XCOM is?
Extemporaneous commentary.
And take me through extemporaneous commentary.
Basically, you have a certain time slot you got to go to the room, usually it's a library or something. They got like a bucket of pieces of paper, and you got to pull out three. And they're random topics. Oftentimes they're silly. Oftentimes they're just a quote or something. Like some of the things I've done in the past, where like, I did like one on anime and whatever, just totally crazy topics. And then you get 20 minutes to write a 3 to 5 minute speech on it. And then after 20 minutes, you then have to go to the place where you go. But you can't have any of your notes. You had it all. You can't have your sheet or anything. And you have to just give a 3 to 5 minute speech to your judge about that sheet of paper.
And if I recall, you're not allowed to use Google on this one, just what's in the library, right?
Yep.
How many kids of, because your generation gets a lot of unfair criticism in this regard, but how many kids of your generation just kind of like panic when it's no computer, you've got to sort it out with all these books?
Oh, I know they definitely do in the other drawing topic. Calm is normally okay because oftentimes you can just make up anything, even if you have no idea what it is. You can just totally lead the topic somewhere else and still be okay.
So it's great for all those future job interviews that you're maybe not qualified for is to just draw ideas out of the ether and string them together for stuff. So you guys are going to be in Ketchikan this weekend. Zach, what's your favorite place to go for a meet?
My favorite place to have a meet is probably Haynes. I don't know. I think I just have like the best Haynes memories.
And you guys missed out on Haynes this year, but no Mountain Market. Is Mountain Market the reason that you like Haynes?
Mountain Market's okay. Definitely not the reason, though.
Debbie?
Oh, I'm definitely with him on the Haynes being my favorite as well. I think it's the community is always very welcoming to us, and they're more than kind.
And you guys were over at Edgecom this year for your first meet of the year. How take me through like the difference between that first meet of the year and like going through, because the first meet everybody's kind of scrambling. How do things change between that opening meet of the year and like now and getting into February?
Definitely, the opening meet is more of a practice meet, what we call it. We are allowed to have our scripts. We're not we don't have to be completely memorized and. It's definitely a bunch of people trying to get their foot in the water, as well as there's not as many people doing it because it's conflicting with a lot of sports. And so when we'll be in Ketchikan, there will probably be a lot more people there, and we'll all be memorized, and the stakes are slightly higher.
And, Zach, I know one of the things that, and a lot of coaches do this at DDF, sometimes they'll throw people in events that they're not used to, or they'll kind of make them stretch a little bit. Have you ever had one of the moments where they stick you in an event that you really didn't want to be a part of and you just sort of had to figure it out on the fly?
So the first meet of last year, my coach came up to me. She's like, why aren't you drawing for extemporaneous commentary? I was like, what do you mean I didn't sign up for that piece? And she went, oh, I didn't tell you? I put you in that piece. You draw in 2 minutes. Hurry up. Go to the library. And then I've tried to get out of it every meet. And she's like, no, you have to do this piece because you're really good at making stuff up. I was like, okay.
What's the best one that you've ever had? Have you ever gotten the field that you had no idea where to start from? Like, what's the best story of extemporaneous com of having to just figure it out? Do you remember a specific prompt that was particularly puzzling?
One of my quotes was, how can I have a burning paradise or something like that? And I didn't know what the quote was about, so I just made up a speech about how great it is to interpret quotes in your own way.
That's pretty good.
Oh, God.
You would admit, Debbie, that's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Sekai, Drama Debate and Forensics are going to Ketchikan this weekend. Debbie Yearwood, Zach Wright, thanks for joining me this morning. And we'll send you guys back to Morning Edition.